Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood direction decoder, and welcome back to another episode of From Lost to Purposeful. Today, we're diving into something super relevant in our hyper-connected world. Creating healthy boundaries with technology. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone? Like notifications are constantly demanding your attention, even when you're trying to relax or be present with loved ones? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for what feels like 5 minutes but it's actually been an hour? Yeah, I'm right there with you. But here's the thing, technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be incredibly useful, or incredibly distracting if we let it run our lives. So, how do we find that sweet spot? How do we harness the power of technology without letting it control us? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries and reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. First things first, awareness is everything. We gotta become mindful of how much time we're actually spending on our devices and what that's doing to our lives. Think about it. When was the last time you truly unplugged? Not just put your phone on silent but like, completely disconnected for a few hours? Second, set those boundaries. Decide in advance how much screen time is healthy for you and stick to it. Use built-in features on your phone or apps to track your usage and set limits. Remember, you're the boss here, not your notifications. Third, create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home, like the bedroom or dining table, as technology-free spaces. This can help you focus on meaningful conversations and activities without the constant distraction of emails, texts, or social media. Fourth, prioritize real-life connections. Remember, there's nothing quite like face-to-face interaction. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in hobbies that don't involve screens, and get outside and enjoy nature. Trust me, your mental well-being will thank you. Finally, don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to decline requests for constant communication or to politely set limits on social media engagement. Remember, it's about finding a balance that works for you and allows you to live a more fulfilling life. Speaking of balance, let me share a quick story. I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, mindlessly liking pictures and feeling increasingly drained. Then I saw a post from a friend about their amazing weekend hiking in the mountains. They talked about being present with nature, enjoying fresh air, and truly disconnecting from technology. It struck a chord with me. I realized how much I had been missing out on by staying glued to my screen. So, that very afternoon, I put down my phone, laced up my hiking boots, and headed for the nearest trail. It was such a refreshing change. The fresh air, the stunning views, the quiet rustling of leaves, it felt like a million miles away from the digital noise. By the end of the hike, I felt energized, reconnected with nature, and ready to tackle the rest of the week with a clearer head and a renewed sense of purpose. Remember folks, technology can be a powerful tool, but it shouldn't control your life. By setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing real-life connections, and making conscious choices about your screen time, you can reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. So, I challenge you to take action today. Start by identifying one area where you want to create more balance. Maybe it's limiting social media scrolling, creating a tech-free zone in your home, or simply taking a few minutes each day to unplug and enjoy the present moment. Every small step counts. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with me on social media. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting technology boundaries? What strategies have worked for you? I can't wait to hear from you and continue this conversation together. Until next time, keep decoding your direction and living your most purposeful life.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.